I want to see what Jonathan Colton's doing right now.
Hello, Ophira. Hi.
Hi, Jonathan Colton. This is host of NPR's Ask Me Another, Ophira Eisenberg, checking in.
Yes, I know. That's why I said hello, Ophira.
I know. Yeah. I'm just thinking about you. What are you up to these days?
I'm up to about 10, 12 pounds over my standard weight. That's what I'm up to.
Oh, this is where we're at.
I have taken the strategy of eating whatever I want and drinking whenever I want.
Yeah.
And it has not worked out so well for me in the weight department. And so I have just, as they say, diet starts Monday. Just this week, I started taking note of what I eat. That is a very small step.
No, that's huge.
The first step
is to acknowledge. To notice.
And it's frankly, it's a nightmare. Once you start.
Oh, yeah.
Once I started taking note, I'm like, oh, no wonder.
Well, I have to say, I too have just allowed myself to eat whatever I want and drink whatever I want.
There's a hole inside and it needs to be filled with something.
Like, I'm a fast eater anyways, but I sit down for dinner and it's like gone. Like, my husband's picking up his fork to take his first bite and I'm like, that was good.
Well, you grew up with a lot of brothers and sisters, right?
Yeah, but this is Olympic level. So have you already logged this stuff in?
I've just started logging. Yeah. I've just started logging. And I'm doing okay. You want to know what it was today?
Yes.
Let's see what it was today. Where's my phone?
Yeah, read it.
Here we go. So this morning, coffee.
Yeah.
That's free.
That's zero. Zero, zero.
That's nothing.
Wait a second. Do you have milk in that coffee?
Well, yeah. That's the thing, is I put half and half in my coffee. No, I counted it. So I probably had four tablespoons of half and half.
Okay. Yep.
Oh, boy. I'm already feeling guilty. So that's my breakfast, is 80 calories for four tablespoons of half and half. As breakfast.
Why don't you just put a scoop of ice cream? Just scoop of ice cream right in that coffee.
I mean, that's delicious. Lunch, homemade white chicken chili with northern beans.
Oh, that sounds good.
Cup and a half of that. 12 rainbow baby carrots.
12?
12.
You sound like a model.
Well, I still wanted to put something in my mouth.
Right.
And that's exactly the moment where, like, I would have a meal and then I'd be like, oh, maybe I'll also have a hot dog.
Which is done. As your dessert.
That's right. And then I just ate an apple, which I haven't logged yet, but I'm going to log that.
Okay, log that apple. Get that in there. I don't want you to forget. But then a theme song? Burn a few calories with a theme song?
Yeah, that's a good idea. A little theme song workout. Here we go. From NPR and WNYC, coming to you from our respective homes in beautiful Brooklyn, New York, it's NPR's Hour of Puzzles, Word Games, and 95 Calorie Fruits. Ask Me Another. I'm Jonathan Colton. Now here's your host, Ophira Eisenberg.
Thank you, Jonathan. Wow, 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 wow. This week on the show, we have the founder of the Wu-Tang Clan, RZA. That's right. And you know what? We play a game with them that nobody else has the guts to play. It's called Is It a Lizard? Also on the show, cartoonist and creator of Hulu's Woke, Keith Knight, battles his twin sister in an unexpected second round of Brady Bunch trivia. And we're kicking things off with two truly wonderful friend-testants, the host of the talk show Busy Tonight and the podcast Busy Phillips Is Doing Her Best, Busy Phillips, and comedy writer Shantira Jackson, who used to write for this very show before she left us to work for Busy. And you know what? She never calls, she never writes. We had to book her on this show just to find out how she's doing. So nice to see you again, Shantira. It's been a while.
It's been the 2 years since I left New York.
I know. Crazy. And Busy, so nice to meet you. I will say that I was like, what am I going to say I like you from? And then I was like, oh, everything?
Thank you.
I feel like so everything nice. You've done is like one of the things that I love the most.
Yeah.
Well, I was going to say, so, you know, you recently started a podcast. It's called Busy Phillips Is Doing Her Best.
Yes.
Shantira is a huge part of that podcast.
She is, thankfully.
Yes. It's very fun.
And yeah, so you interview celebrities and people of note and just talk about how people are pivoting and doing their best. And it is very timely to now. But you started this podcast before.
Well, I feel like we sold it almost a year ago. I think it was October of last year. You know, basically, we had a whole idea for a new way of doing things and making stuff. And we were working on this really big project that had a lot of moving parts. And we had like our big meeting with all of these money people in New York that was scheduled for March 16th.
Wow.
And that was that, you know? And so we spent
timing.
Yeah, you know, whatever. I feel very blessed in my life to be a person that's able to have perspective and self-awareness. And Shantira and I had been talking a little bit during that time. Also, just like we've kept in touch since Busy Tonight. And I always just loved, like, our writer's room in Busy Tonight was really small. It was only three writers, which for those of you at home, that's literally insane.
Yeah. It's like, very small. I think we had more writers doing SB Another than we did for Busy Tonight.
Probably true. Yeah.
But just to be clear, they were being paid less.
Absolutely. This is true. I was paid less.
I mean, no one was making a ton of money over it, which is why it was so confusing that they canceled us, because I was like, guys, this show is free. I don't know.
Exactly.
It's just crazy. The shoestring that we were managing to do that, you know, I feel like was a really successful show at the, you know.
But nobody uses the term like indie talk show. Nobody uses that term.
No, but it really was an indie talk show. That's like totally what it was.
We definitely should have gotten the Independent Spirit Award. 100%.
Yeah. Shantira, we should have.
100%.
If only we could go back in time.
Let's get to some games. We got to get to some games, people.
Okay, I'm excited. Can I say one more thing, though, about the podcast
Please.
Before we go? I have a theme song that I sing, and Mr. Jonathan Colton wrote the theme song for me to
how
sing.
How did you not tell us this? In all of our meetings, Jonathan, talking about Busy and getting ready for this, you felt no need to just mention that.
I don't like to brag. I don't like to brag.
I would have told everybody.
I know.
I'd be bragging.
I love that. Good. The full picture. Okay. So in your first game, you're going to work together in this one.
Okay.
I know. Shantira kind of knows the drill, obviously, but you're going to work together with this one. This is a word game. So those are typically on the tougher side, but it's also about famous people and alcohol.
Great. So, two things I love.
Right.
Yeah, let's go. This is my vibe. And not even in any particular order, depending on the day.
Yeah. I'll take either. Both of them lift my spirits always.
Nice. So we're going to give you a cocktail recipe that describes a mashup of a cocktail and the name of a celebrity. And you are going to give us the mashup.
I'm ready. Heads up. I drink whiskeys neat. So I don't know if we're going to be the best at mixing. Let's go, baby.
You'll be okay. Here's your first one. Okay, mix rum, curacao, orzat, and fresh lime juice, and serve it to the supermodel and new host of Dancing with the Stars, and maybe you'll get a smize out of her.
Okay, I know it's Tyra Banks.
Right.
My
Tyra Banks.
My Tyra Banks.
Yes. That's right.
Yay!
That's right. Yeah,
I
exciting.
Love it. That was teamwork, Shantira.
Yeah. That was true teamwork.
Yeah,
it was.
I was like, okay.
You know that my grandmother, my dad's mom, my parents lived in Hawaii because my dad was in the Navy. Mm-hmm. And she used to like to go to the Pink Hotel and she called them high ties. And not Mai Tais, high tides. I think because after one, she started saying high tides. And I'll have another high tide instead of Mai Tai. And so I always call them high tides.
And
whenever I'm
great.
In Hawaii, I go to the Pink Hotel and I have one in her honor.
Oh, that's very nice. Here's another cocktail celebrity mashup. This drink is a hot mess. White rum, tequila, gin, triple sec, vodka, and cola, garnished with a Liz Lemon.
Garnished with a Liz Lemon.
So that is Tina Fey,
Right. This is one of those drinks that has everything in it.
Yeah, they like rum, a long,
tequila,
like a
gin,
Long Island.
A Long Island,
Island
Tina Fey. Ice,
guys,
a Long Island Ice Tina Fey.
You got it.
That
you
is
got
correct.
It. Right, we got it. Long Island
wow.
Ice Tina Fey.
I'm really enjoying watching the machinery
so
go in this game.
Wow. So exciting.
Fun. Have you ever had a Long Island Iced Tea, Shantira?
Yes, I'm from Florida.
I
went to a public university in Florida. That's the first thing I drank. Tallahassee in the house, baby. Tallahassee in the house.
All right, here you go. Mix white rum with muddled mint, lime juice, simple syrup, and club soda, and you'll get a refreshing drink that's perfect after a long day of skateboarding in the X Games.
Tony Hawk? It's muddled rum.
Mojito?
Tony
Hawk.
Yes!
Oh my God, you did it. You did it. You did it. Mojitoni Hawk.
That was beautiful.
I'm like, I got the two things. I know the drink and the celebrity, but for some reason my brain stopped there.
I couldn't get either of those. I was like, I love skateboarding too. I was like, who do I know who's famous skateboarder? I'm sorry, Tony.
All right. This is a classic drink for a classic pop artist and Andy Warhol contemporary. Scotch, sweet vermouth, and a few dashes of bitters. Serve it to the subject of Crying Girl. She looks like she could use it despite living in a comic strip.
Jonathan, this one's too hard.
That's a lot of words.
I don't know.
We're too young. We don't know any of these things.
Do you know the cocktail, scotch and sweet vermouth?
No, I don't. I don't know the answer to this.
Based on a Scottish folk hero,
it's... Hold on, I'm thinking.
I 100% am not thinking.
Okay.
Sometimes that's a good strategy.
Oh, a Rob Roy.
Yes.
Rob Roy Lichtenstein.
Yes.
There we go.
Rob Roy Lichtenstein. You just have to get one so then you're done.
You're in.
Shout out to Busy. I did not know the answer to either of those.
We did good on that, though.
You did fantastic. We have more with Busy and Shantira after the break and later, RZA. I'm Ophira Eisenberg, and this is Ask Me Another from NPR.